Good morning and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. I'm Angana Chakrabarty, a senior correspondent with the Print, and I cover health. A few days back, we had talked about the government's decision to suspend flights from the UK till the 31st of December and extend surveillance at airports. These restrictions had been put in place over concerns about the spread of the new COVID variant that had been detected in the UK. On Tuesday morning, the Health Ministry in a press release announced that the variant had been detected in 6 of the 114 passengers who had tested positive after returning to India. The 6 are being kept in single room isolation in designated healthcare facilities by the respective state governments who haven't been named over privacy concerns. It is important to note here that these are just the initial results. Genome sequencing of more samples is underway as about 33 passengers who had arrived between the 25th of November and the 23rd of December are currently being tracked and subjected to RT-PCR tests. So now that the mutation has entered the country, what steps is the government taking? During the Health Ministry's weekly COVID briefing on Tuesday afternoon, Niti Aayog member Health VK Paul listed three responses. The first, he said, was a scientific response, specifically the recently formalized INSEGOG or Indian SARS-CoV-2 Genomics Consortium. A network of 10 genome sequencing regional labs, INSEGOG was specifically set up to expand genomic sequencing of SARS-CoV-2 in the country in order to understand how the virus spreads and evolves. The 10 labs include those under the Department of Biotechnology, the National Center for Disease Control, the Indian Council of Medical Research, and the Council of Scientific and Industrial Research. According to the Health Ministry's updated protocol, samples from all COVID-19 infected passengers who travel back between the 9th and the 23rd of December will be tested for the variant. In a more significant effort to increase surveillance, the Health Ministry has also decided to run about 5% of all positive specimens in the country through a genome sequencing test. This means that one in every 20 positive samples will be chosen at random for genome sequencing. On top of this, the government said that it would be closely following the immunological reaction triggered by the variant. VK Paul said that the ICMR has decided that it will study disease progression in patients who have been affected by the variant coronavirus. The second response the government elucidated on was the public health response, specifically the strategy to break the chain of transmission. In fact, the Ministry of Home Affairs on Monday extended the earlier guidelines for surveillance, which involves the continued demarcation of containment zones in areas with clusters. The third response was, of course, the public response. VK Paul urged the public to keep maintaining COVID-appropriate behavior like mask usage and social distancing. Now, let's go to the question of how this mutation will affect the country's COVID response. First, let me explain the concerns that have arisen regarding the effect of the mutation on the vaccine. So the mutation in the virus has specifically been brought about by 17 changes in the spike protein that are present on the exterior of the virus and help it to attach to the human cell. The spike protein is the focus of most COVID-19 vaccines which are under development, which is why concerns remain over how the mutation will affect their efficacy. As we had mentioned last week as well, most experts and authorities across the world, including India, have said that the variant is not likely to impact the COVID-19 vaccine. On Tuesday again, ICMR Director General Balram Bhargav reiterated this point when he said that so far it seems that the vaccine will continue to be effective regardless of the changes in the spike protein. But will this variant spell a change in how we're currently treating with COVID-19 patients? Now here's the clincher. Bhargav said that the variations in the virus typically occur because of the immune pressure on the virus, which is a way of saying that the virus produces these changes as it is responding to different treatments and environment. So Bhargav stressed that it was essential that we do not put it through too much immune pressure and keep using the established therapies. The National Task Force on COVID-19 on Saturday had also decided that there was no need to change the existing treatment protocols for COVID-19. Meanwhile, the government had last week specified that although transmissibility of the variant was a concern, it is not likely to have an effect on the severity of the disease. Remember, this variant is said to be 70% more transmissible. In the Tuesday briefing, however, Principal Scientific Advisor Vijay Raghavan pointed out that if transmission increases, it increases the number of people who are affected and therefore the number of severely diseased people. So, the bottom line here is that yes, we must be wary, but there's no reason to panic yet. Meanwhile, the government has also indicated that it might be looking to extend the travel restrictions. Health Secretary Rajesh Bhushan said, and I quote, "We assume that the National Task Force on COVID-19 and the Scientific Task Force on COVID-19 will be meeting shortly, and based on their inputs, the government will be taking a decision." This is all I have for you today. This is Angana Chakrabarty reporting for the Print AM. We will be back tomorrow with a new episode.